We're here on Daf Kufya Yudom and Aleph. Hayman de Karche Chivya. Another story about a snake and a person. And we're about 10 lines down, 12 lines down from the top of the Amud. And a person was surrounded by a snake. Linchos Lemaya. He should go down into water. The lischof dikula, and he should turn over a basket. Yichves sal me'al rosho, me'al l'rosh hanochash, and he should try to trap the head of the snake under this basket. The lischof dikula reshe, and lahad kemine. Be very careful, he says, when you place the sal, this basket, over the nachash in order to trap it, so place it down the nachash. Now, as a result, the snake is going to climb up on this basket. Shem yachos biyodo oz yenatko bechozka. He says he shouldn't grab it with his own hand, because if he does so with strength, then yichas hanochash v'yashchenu, the nochash will certainly get angry and bite him. V'chisolik iluye, when he picks up the nochash on top of this basket, lishde lamaya, he should very quickly throw the snake back into the water, v'lislok v'lese, and he should get out of the water as soon as he can and run away. So he's going down into the water, he's inverting a basket over the head of the snake, he pushes it away from him, and when the snake climbs up onto the basket, he throws the basket with the snake into the water, and he runs away. Haiman de mikne beich chivah, a person, and the snake is now enraged, is angry against him, and he's running after him. Somehow the snake is able to smell the footsteps and follow this person. Iika chavri bade, if he has another colleague with him, another friend with him, lirkeve arba garmide, his friend should sort of ride him on his shoulders for 4 amos, and that way the snake will get confused. He won't be able to smell out the footsteps. Vilo, if he doesn't have a buddy, then lishvayer nigra, then he should skip over a charit shel mayim, try to jump over a ditch of water, and then the nachash won't find him. Lo, if that doesn't work, then liaber nara. But what's the difference between lishvari nagra and liaber naraga? I guess Liaber Nara is more of a radical move, that he should cross a river to get to the other side of the river. Ubalela, and if it's nighttime, then Losve Lepuria Arba Chavita, he should leave his bed on top of 4 barrels so that the serpent will not be able to climb up immediately. And he won't be able to, and the serpent won't be able to smell him out. V'nigne be kochve, and he should sleep under the stars, in some sort of a makom goli. It's exposed, so that the nachash will not climb up the roof and throw himself upon you. B'leise arbash shunre, he should bring 4 cats. V'lisrinu b'arba kari de furie, and he should tie them to the 4 legs of the bed. V'leise shachafe v'lishte hasam, he should bring branches and other things that make noise. V'yizukem sovili v'tos, he should throw them on all the sides of his bed, the chishama kole. So when the cats hear this noise, is kidei shekasha yishma chatom is kol anocha shavaleim ochli le. The cats will eat up the snake. So he mounts his bed on four barrels. He sleeps under the stars. He brings four cats, ties them to the legs of his bed. He should bring these little twigs and cast them on the floor around his bed. And when the cats hear the sound of the snake, they will eat the snake. Haiman de roet abasre, if a snake is pursuing a person, lirhit becholsa, he should run in a sandy area, because a nachash cannot run fast in sand. And eventually the nachash will kind of give up hope and he'll go back to where he came from. Hai isso de chaz yechivra. So a woman saw a snake. Below yada, she didn't know iyoiv daite elui, if the snake actually saw her and wants to have some sort of a relationship with her. Ilo yoiv daite elui, or maybe it doesn't have any, you know, desire for her. Tishalech mone v'nishte kameh. She should take off her clothes, throw them in front of the snake, v'imikrech v'hu, if the nachash goes into the garments, and he will wrap himself up in the garments, daite eluye, that means that the snake wants to have some sort of relationship with her, v'lo, but if he doesn't go into her clothing, then lo yoev daite ele, then he has no interest in having any sort of relationship. His mind is, he doesn't set his mind on her. And how does she know this? Because he doesn't wind himself around her clothing. Maitakante. Now let's say in an event that she gets the impression that the snake is really after her. Tishamesh kameh im baila. She should have an intimate relationship in front of the snake with her husband. And apparently, that's going to, the snake will find her now repulsive. And ika diyami, others say, kolshkin de tokifle yitzre, that on the contrary, this act of intimacy in the presence of the snake is going to have the opposite impact. Elatishkol mimazia, which means tikach misaroseha umiturfra and mitziparneha vitishte be, and she should throw them on top of him, vitema, and she should declare dishtana ana, which means that I'm having a period. And this is what's called, Rashi says, a lachash, you know, some sort of incantation. Okay, so what she does is she should take some of her hair and some of her nails, throw it at the snake, and declare, I am menstruous. Hai issa di Isle Bay Chivra. So it seems that the snake in this case had some sort of desire for this woman. Is lefais yuha, she should somehow part her legs, v'lisvua tarte chavisa, and she should place them on top of two barrels. I guess one leg on one barrel and the other on the other barrel. And now her womb is open. Vilaise bisra shamina velishte agume. They should bring some sort of fatty meat, put it on top of the coals, and the smell of the meat will will rise. Velese agana, they should bring a basket, disalche, which is full of a kind of a plant which is called shachlayim, which we had earlier, vechamra rechasa, and wine that has a very good fragrance, velosvu hasam, and it should be placed on the ground under the place that she's sitting, velitrukinu vahadi adadi, and they should mix together the yain with the shachlayim, and the reich now goes up, velinkot svasa biyada. She should hold on to a pair of tongs. When the serpent will smell this odor, this reach, he'll go out and he'll come out of her, I guess, and she'll be able to seize it with this these tongs and burn it in the fire. Dilo hodar iluye. She doesn't do so, it'll return to her. So she really has to get rid of this snake. She's got to burn the snake. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol ochlin ochel adam lefur kol mashkim shose." We had that sort of klal. We weren't sure what it was coming to include. So Gemara clarifies, "Kol ochlin." And when the Mishnah says that a person is allowed to eat these ochlin for therapeutic purposes, lesuye mai, what is it coming to include, this kol ha-ochlin? And lesuye t'chol l'shinayin, spleen as a cure for one's teeth. In other words, even though the spleen is not healthy for the kishkes, for the inner stomach, but nevertheless it is good for the teeth. And you're allowed to eat this on Shabbos. And also you're allowed karshinin, which is a kind of a vegetable, and it might be a leek, and that's good for the b'nei b'yayim, and that's a cure for one's intestines. So the spleen is beneficial for the teeth, but bad for the intestines, and the exact opposite is true with regard to the leek. It's good for the intestines, they're harmful for the teeth. So he says, Afal pisha mazik l'shinayim, for yinu omrim kevin she mazik l'shinayim ol b'nei b'yayim. Each one of these two eatings will have some detrimental effect. Eina derech li'ochlam el refuah, no one would eat them unless it was for medicinal purposes. And therefore be quite clear that it's for refuah, and it should be also. Therefore the Mishnah wants to tell me that it's mutter, because nevertheless it is food for a healthy person. And it's not absolutely clear to the onlooker that it's done for refuah purposes. Okay then, that's the Mishnah's coming to Mekadesh, that this is permissible. And because healthy people also occasionally will eat them, it's not absolutely clear that it's being done for medicine. Now we have kol ha-mashkim. We said that all the liquids that are listed in our Mishnah, which a person would drink for therapeutic purposes, lasuye mai, what's that klal of kol ha-mashkim coming to include? Lasuye meitz lofim bechometz. And a tzlaf, which is one of the subjects of the Parakeitz of Mevarchim in Brachos, that's a caper tree. And the caper tree has been soaked in water together with vinegar, kovish bechometz. And even though we drink it for refuah, but you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos because it's also a mashke for brim, that even healthy people will occasionally drink this. Omale Ravina le Rav Amal Lishtos Mei Raglayim b'Shabbos. You may recall that the urine after 40 days has certain beneficial properties to it. Are you allowed to drink that on Shabbos? Omelet Tnino, we learned it in our Mishnah, Kolamashkim Shosa. And the ribui of Kolamashka, the Mishnah is trying to include even Meira Glayim. He says, Meira Glayim lo shosu inshi, people don't drink Meira Glayim. And therefore, it doesn't have the status of mashkin. So therefore, it's also to drink it on Shabbos. That's something that's clearly a refuah. Chutz mi made the kolim. One is allowed to drink any beverage except for the water of palm trees. Tana, we learned in the Brisa, chutz mi made the korim. So we have a different text here in the Brisa than we have in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to clarify what exactly is the difference she made the kolim and made the karim. Mantana made the karim. Shem dokrim es hamora. They somehow pierce or irritate the, I think it's called the gallbladder. Let's see how he translates it. The water of palm trees. Yes. It pierces the... Oh, he adds the word bile of the gallbladder. Umandi Omar made the kolim. So we're talking about not the water that pierces, but the water from palm trees. Ishi yotzim min shnei dikle. That it issues from between two palm trees. My made the kolim. The Gemara tries to clarify what this last point means, that it comes out of two palm trees. Omar Rabba Bar Bruna Tarti Tloi Ika B'marava. Shtei Netios Shol the kolim, which are types of date trees, Yesh Be'eretz Yisrael. And nafka eino de mayami beinayu. And something like water comes from between them. Kasa or kasa kama merape. If you drink the first cupful of these waters, that's helpful for the eyes. And it takes out some of the impurities from the me'ayim. I'm sorry, not the eyes, I meant to say the kishkis, from the intestines. So it cleans out the intestines from some impurities. And some say it means that it'll cause to loosen certain kind of matter. Idach, when he drinks the second cup, is mishalshel. That already completely takes out all the feces from his intestines. Idach, when he drinks the last cup, kihechi di ail hachi nofik. It comes out as clear as it went in. So I guess this water goes in and comes out. Just as clear as and thin as it came in, it comes out. So at this point, the intestines are completely clean through and as a result of these kosos. Omar ulididi shasi shikra de bavloi. I drank Babylonian beer, b'ma'ayla b'nayhu, and it was even more effective than the waters of these date trees. But it'll only be effective if lo shasa shechar avarim yom. You know, he has to sort of remove himself from drinking beer for a period of 40 days. So we had this system of cleaning out the bowels, and now we're up to the point where we want to have some sort of effective Babylonian beer that'll purge his innards of any sort of impurities, but it's only effective if he hasn't drunk this kind of Babylonian beer in the last 40 days. Rav Yosef Omar made the Karim. We were speaking about what made the Karim is a reference to. And he says, Zesom HaMitzri, which is Egyptian Zesom. Okay, so Zesom is some sort of type of a beer. And what are the ingredients that make up this Zesom HaMitzri? Number one, Tilsa Siori, one third of it is barley. Tilsa Kurtame, one third is made up of what he calls karkum, okay, which is saffron, and tilsa milcha, and one third is made of salt. So you soak it all together, and you grind it, and apparently you end up with this this zesum amitzri. Rav Papa Omar, we don't give a third of barley into this mixture to make zesum hamitzri, ella tilsa chiti, three kernels of wheat. Okay, v'tilsa kurtame, and a third is going to be saffron, karkum, and tilsa milk, and a third will be salt. So he has wheat instead of barley. The simonach, if you want a mnemonic device to remember this, is sisone. Sisone is a cliche nosen bo tmarin. And this, the name of this kli, has a samach, which is a siman for Rav Yosef, because Yosef has a samach in the name, and he's the one who says, Nosin Siorim, you put into this mixture of Zesim HaMitzri barley, which has, Siorim has a shin, and you read it like a samach. In other words, a sin. Siorim. So it's like a samach. So the first samach is Yosef, and the second samach is Siorin. Now, v'shasilu ben divcha liatzarta, he should drink this concoction called Zesim HaMitzri between Pesach and Atzeres, the comet, if he is suffering from constipation, and merapela, it's going to cause him shilshul, uderafe kometle. And once he is Mishalshil, he is able to stop taking this Zesim HaMitzri and get back on the track. Now the Mishnah says that Kol HaMashkim Shoseh Chutz Mimei Dekolim V'Kos Ikrin. My Kos Ikrin, what is Kos Ikrin? Omer Rav Yochanan Laisi Miskol Zuzi, if he wants to make this concoction, then he should take a zuz weights of gum, kuma elk alexadorina, it's from Alexandria, umiskal zuzi gavagila, and he should also take a zuz weights of alum, otherwise known as tzrif, umiskal zuze kurkuma rishka, and the weight of a zuz, a karkum hagodol begina, some sort of a saffron that grows in the garden, flish chakinu bari adodi, he should do ketisha and grind them together, lizava. This is a very good refuah for a zava. Tlosa bechamra. and he should mix in three types of wine, velomi akra, and won't cause her to become barren, because the wine is going to take away from the strength of the samamonim, of the karkum, etc., that we spoke about before, uliyarkona, and this is a refuah also for something called yarkon, which is ponimorikos vahofchos lekemari yerek hasode, face turns green, train b'shikra, and he waits 2 years. Yavru shnayim misamemonim elu b'shechar umi'akar. That it means that, so again, he mixed in this potion wine and what else? Gum, alum, saffron, and then he grinds them all together, and this is very beneficial for a zova. And tlosa b'chamra, the potion would consist of all these three ingredients mixed with wine. Velomakra will not make her sterile, because the wine diminishes, as we said before, the strength of the other ingredients. And liyarekona, for healing jaundice, train b'shikra. The potion should consist of two of these ingredients and mix with beer, uma'akr, and it'll make the patient sterile. So it seems like any two of these three ingredients, right? He had the three ingredients, the saffron, and he had the alum, and he had the gum, any two of these three. Chavav, he says here, Lekach nikra kos ikru lefishen nekar mila holid. And furthermore, he says, Mivdesha kodshim bitocho ikre yirokos ubisamen. Now, Rabbi Yochanan had said earlier that lezova tlosa b'chamra v'lo miakra, that if you add wine into this mixture, the concoction, then loma akra. Now the Gemara is going to give, for the sake of a zava, other alternative medical therapeutic procedures. V'lo, if he doesn't have any samamonim, is lysi tlosa, he should bring three. Here we're on Kuf, Yudom, and base 3. Kpize. These are utensils that each one holds 3 lugim. And you should fill them up with shamche parsoy, with Persian onions. These are very large onions. V'nishlok b'chamra. You should boil them together with wine. V'nashkere v'nemala kum mizovach. He has a drink it, and he should whisper the words kum mizovach. Velo, if that doesn't work, losve aparshas drachim, she says she should sit at the fork in the road. Okay, we're talking about a zova now, right? So she has an abnormal menstrual flow, and Linkita kasa de chamra v'yoda. She should hold on to a cup of wine. V'leisi inish me'achora v'liv asa. And someone should come from behind and scare her without her knowing it. And all of a sudden, lemela, he should say to her, kum mizovach. You know, terminate your ziva. V'lo, if that doesn't work, then leisi buna de kamona. Should bring a fistful of kamon. We have to figure out exactly what kamon is. I have a feeling it's going to be the same in English. Let's see what he has here for kamon. cumin, okay, just pronounce it a little bit differently. So he's got a fistful of cumin, ubuna de morica, a fistful of saffron, ubuna de shablalisa, a fistful of fenugreek or fenugreek, vinishklok bechamra, and he cooks them all together with wine, vinashkia, and give it to the zava to drink, v'neim Allah, and we should then pronounce kum mizovech. It's the time to stand up from your flow. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, then leisei shitin shiei didana, he brings 60 clay seals of a barrel. You remember we spoke about the shear of hotzofa clay. We said it was the seal of a barrel. The lishpe, and smear them upon her. And lemale, again, you have to soak these in water, because if you don't soften the clay, you know, there's no way that you can smear them on top of her. But lemale, and then you should again recite the same incantation, kum mizovech. Ilo, if that doesn't work, then leisei pashtina. Pashtina is an herb. And lishlok b'chamra, boil it in wine. V'lishpe, smear it on her. V'nemele kum mizovech. Ilo, if that doesn't work, then leisei charnuga dehigsa saro misa. Okay, this is some sort of a bush and an herb that grows near thorn bushes. And lilke, burn it. And then lizba b'shachake the kisna, he should take its ashes in linen rags in the summer. V'shachake de'amar gufna b'sisva, or cotton rags in the winter. So these rags apparently should be worn by the Zava. Ilo, if that doesn't work, Lichre Sheva Bire, he should dig 7 holes. Vilikle Bahu Shabishta Yolda the Arla, and burn a branch of Arla, a young Arla vine, in each one of them, each one of these 7 holes. V'linkta kasa the chamer v'yada, she should have a cup of wine in her hand. V'lukma meha, and they should stand her up from, or she should stand up from one hole. V'losva l'aha, and she should sit over another hole, and then v'lukma meha, get up from that hole. V'lusma meha, and sit over the other hole. V'yakol chad v'chad, each time she stands up, le'mala, she should recite kum mizovech, which literally translates as stop your flow. So there are 7 holes here. And you've got this branch of a young olivine that you burn. And it's in each and every one of the 7 holes. And then when she holds up a cup of wine in her hand, and she stands it up near one hole, and then she goes from that hole to sit over to another hole, and so forth and so on, and then at the end, kum mizovech. Ilo, if that doesn't work, leise smida, bring some fine flour, veliska mipalga ditatai, smear it over the lower half of our body, velemala, and again say that special incantation, kum mizovech. Ilo, if that doesn't work, leise biasa dinamisa, bring an ostrich egg, velikli, and burn it. Now you have the ashes, is lispa b'shachake de bitana b'kaita, and take the ashes inside a little linen rags in the summertime, or cotton rags in the wintertime. Ilo, if that doesn't work, liftachla chavita de chamra lishma, should open a barrel of wine for her sake, and she should drink large amounts of wine on a constant basis. Vilo, if that remedy doesn't work, try this one. Linkit sarata dimishtachas bikfusa dekudla chivra. Take a barley grain that was found in the dung of a white mule. Inakata chadyoma, if she holds it for a day, psaka treyome, her flow will stop for 2 days. Inakta treyome, then paska tlasayome, the flow will stop for 3 days. Vinakata talsanyome, and what if she holds on to it for 3 days? Is then paskaliola. The flow will stop forever. Okay then, so here we're up to on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Le'erakon Train Shechri, for this disease called jaundice. We're going to have a remedy which is made of a beer and other ingredients, and that's in Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Let's just see where it is here. Out approximately a little bit more than halfway down the Amud here in Kuf Yud Amid Beis.